You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Westwood One Sports presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going
to
say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so staggeringly awesome and unapologetically original, you won't know what hit you.
Do you ever just get down on your knees and thank God that you know me and have access to my dimension?
Featuring the man himself, Nick Kostos.
For anyone else, he's exaggerating. He's prisoner of the moment. First off, shut up. This is the National Football League. This is not the Big 12. It's not Pop Warner. An absolute disgrace. An atrocity. An affront. One of the most disgraceful performances that I have ever seen in 35 years watching National Football League football.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, tremendous football Thursday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Before we begin the show today, I'm going to tell you what's coming up. We'll get to everything going on in the world of sports. Full intro in a moment. Everyone watching the show right now on YouTube or Twitch, I would like to apologize because I'm looking at myself right now on camera on VMix, which is our show program. And I do look like North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un with my hair right now. I know it's bad. I have a haircut coming up after the show. I'm actually, frankly, like Stephen A. Smith show back in the day, quite frankly, I'm embarrassed by myself right now. I hold myself and my physical appearance to a higher standard than this. It is not acceptable for me to look like Kim Jong-un doing a show for all of you. I promise I will do better tomorrow. Tomorrow is a Friday. Today is a Thursday. A tremendous football Thursday. And today on this Thursday, the world of sports is buzzing. And we're going to get to all of it, including, hey, Trae Young.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Trae Young is now a Washington Wizard. Traded last night from the Atlanta Hawks to the Washington Wizards. And I'm going to tell all of you, you dear listener, you dear viewer, why this might be the funniest trade in the history of sports. If you have a sense of humor and you love sports, if you check those two boxes, clear this very low bar, then you will at the very least have a smile on your face when we discuss the Trae Young trade from Atlanta to Washington. And from a sports perspective, I'm going to tell you why this is a win-win for both teams and what it means moving forward this season. When we think about betting and think about what's going to happen for the 25-26 Hawks and the 25-26 Washington Wizards. We've got some more NBA to discuss today on the show because I see two teams right now, one in each conference. Neither the conference favorite that is percolating to the degree that I think both are worthy of your attention, you the listener, you the viewer, and perhaps worth a bet as well. Who are they? And why? I will explain later in the program. Two tremendous guests will join us today on this tremendous Football Thursday to get you, dear listener, you, dear viewer, set to bet and win and be informed on the college football playoff. CBS Sports, Danny Cannell, coming up at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, an hour from now. And also next hour, Pro Sports Better, Joey Kanish, baby, on the college football playoff semis and wild card weekend in the National Football League. That's what we bring you here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports. Here is former college football legendary quarterback and NFL quarterback Danny Cannell to break down the games. And then here is very entertaining Pro Sports Better Joey Kanish. That right there is Wagertainment. Let's go on this Thursday. All my bets for tonight will close the show in the final hour of the Power Hour. It'll be the NBA. Got a little college basketball. And of course, we'll finalize the bet for Ole Miss and Miami in the Fiesta Bowl as playoff football is back. And it's back tonight. As a reminder to everybody, the new YouTube link for the show, youtube.com/@thecostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. We will still be streaming on the BetMGM Network YouTube page as well for the next 2 days, Thursday and Friday. Starting Monday, youtube.com/@thecostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. There was a ton of interaction in the YouTube chats yesterday. It was magnificent. I loved it. I'm going to try and hop in during a bunch of breaks during the show and interact with all of you. So keep it coming. You've got thoughts on what we're talking about? Type them in the chats. You heard yesterday. I'm going to talk about it on the air. I'll shout you out. We'll get into the topic that you brought up, and I will give you my opinion on it. So whatever it is you've got in the YouTube chat, at any time during the show for the next 3 hours, to paraphrase Dumb and Dumber, send them in, and we'll discuss them on the air. YouTube.com/@thecostos. We are also on for the next 2 days, YouTube.com/@thebetmgmnetwork. And the phone number today to call in to talk NFL playoffs, college football playoffs, NBA, whatever tickles your fancy in the world of sports, 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910. But we officially begin the tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet by celebrating football. I want everybody to bask in it, revel in it. What we've got coming up tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. A salute to courage. A salute to the NFL. Kenny, bring it up. Watch and bet and talk about playoff football. I do. And I'm guessing you do as well. Send in those YouTube comments, 310-840-4910. We're going to begin the show. I'm going to give you, for the next 40 minutes or so, 35 minutes or so, my thoughts, opinions, handicaps, bets on all five games in the NFL postseason, Saturday and Sunday. We'll save the thoughts on the Texans and Steelers in full for Monday's edition of You Better You Bet, where I've already bet the Pittsburgh Steelers, +3.5. That number is now 3. I still think the Steelers are worth betting at that number. I would never bet the Texans. Never. Not that they can't win or cover. Just think Pittsburgh's the bet in that game. More on that coming up on the Magnificent Football Monday edition of the show. So we will begin here with the NFL playoff analysis, where most things do, at the start, unless you're George Lucas and you start your Star Wars saga with episode 4. So that would be like, hey, like let's start with Eagles 49ers, which is the second game on Sunday. No. Let's begin with the Rams and the Panthers in Carolina, Saturday afternoon, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox with Joe Davis and Greg Olson. Like, I don't care that what I'm about to say is true. Like, I think Greg Olson has a serious affinity for the Carolina Panthers. I think he'd tell you that. Do I think there's a conflict of interest? No. Do I care? No. It's like Troy Aikman calling a Cowboys game. Just that I think it's a little interesting that the Panthers are here now with Greg Olson calling games on Fox in the number two slot. All lines, as always, that I'm going to give out here are courtesy of our show sponsor and our title sponsor, BetMGM. Make it legendary. Download the BetMGM app. Visit BetMGM.com. The Los Angeles Rams, 10.5-point road favorites at the Carolina Panthers. Total of the game is 46.5. And big news here on the injury front for the LA Rams. As Devontae Adams back at practice. Practiced in full yesterday on Wednesday. And this is like the equivalent of giving Thanos an extra Infinity Stone. Like, hey, Matthew Stafford, like you played in an MVP level all season. You've already got Puka Nacua. You've already got the Power Stone. How about this? Here's the Soul Gem now. Here's Devontae Adams, the Fadeaway Stone, the Red Zone Lock Touchdown Stone, the first and one at the first and goal from the one stone, where he is a cheat code. He is going to score that touchdown. Devontae Adams looking to be back in this game for the Los Angeles Rams. Now, before I tell you what's going to happen in the game, let's hop in the old YBYBTM, the You Better You Bet time machine. We don't have to go back that far. November 30th, year of our Lord, 2025. 5 weeks ago. When the Carolina Panthers upset the Rams in Carolina, 31-28. Matthew Stafford in that game. A couple back-breaking turnovers, including a defensive touchdown. The Rams in that game lost the turnover margin. 3-0. Carolina in that game went 7-for-15 on third down and 3-for-3 on fourth down. And all of this with this as well. The Rams averaged 7.4 yards per play and the Panthers 5.8. So the Rams on a down-by-down basis were better than the Carolina Panthers. But you lose the turnover battle by 3 and the opposition goes the 50% on third down and 100% on fourth down. And that's how you get to a situation like this, with the Panthers winning in upset fashion, and David beating Goliath in that game back on November the 30th. But as Justin Timberlake once famously sang, "Don't be so quick to walk away." Great song, Rock Your Body. But as Justin Timberlake also famously sang, "What goes around, goes around, goes around." You know, it comes all the way back around. And I think that's what's going to happen here in this game. Now, look, maybe the Rams turn it over again 3 times. Maybe Matthew Stafford, in what would be a clear departure from his MVP form the vast majority of the season, and there was a departure already against this team this year 5 weeks ago. Maybe he turns the ball over a bunch. And maybe, just maybe, the Carolina Panthers once again run hotter on third and fourth down than your buddy who's blackout drunk at a bachelor party in Las Vegas at the roulette table. We've all been there, and don't lie and say you haven't. Maybe that happens. And maybe David beats Goliath again. But what I see coming up on Saturday, this ain't a Disney movie. The underdog doesn't have to win. Sometimes the bad guy wins. Not to insinuate that the Rams are the bad guy, but the Rams are the big bad in this game, and there can be no question about that. If we get even a slight regression from what we saw in the first game, where, again, as I laid out, everything that could have gone wrong for the Rams went wrong, and everything that could have gone right for the Panthers went right. And that's a credit to Carolina. I'm not saying that the Panthers get no credit for that performance, get no credit for that win. But if things go even a little differently, the Rams are going to win this game. And I think, and I've been saying this for weeks, it's going to be the Rams or the Eagles that wins the Super Bowl. I'll take Philly if and when they play, and I think it's when they play in Philadelphia, either divisional weekend or championship Sunday. I'll take Philly, but I think it's one of those teams, either the Rams or the Eagles. Now, do I love laying 10.5 with the Rams? I can't say I'm like obsessed with that price. 10, I would be way more interested in the Rams. 9.5, I'd be knocking over women and children to make that bet. The way I want to play this game from a betting perspective I want to use the Rams as a money line parlay piece. I think yes, Nick, I know. They're a huge favorite in the game. They're very likely to win. Are they going to win by more than 10? Maybe. But I do think they're going to win. And that's all I got to say about that. And just because some people will say that Dave Canales, who was the Panthers head coach, right? He was on the Seahawks coaching staff following the 2011 season where the Seahawks were an under 500 division champion and hosted an 11-5 New Orleans Saints team. I bet the Saints in that game. I remember watching with all my college friends. I got really stoned. I was really upset. It's the Beast Quake game. Great. Do I think that happens here? No, I don't. Like, the Rams can win the Super Bowl. I do not think they're losing on the road in Carolina. And that might be, as a famous country singer once said, I actually don't know who it is. Famous last words of a fool. I actually don't think that will be famous last words of a fool. Rams win, maybe they cover. Rams advance to round number two. Let's go to Saturday night, where, honestly, this is going to be the most traffic Amazon has had since the last time my wife logged onto the website to buy 7,000 things. I promise you this. There are like garbage heaps around the world that don't have as many cardboard boxes in them as there are in front of my house on a daily basis because my wife can't stop on Amazon. Anyway, Saturday night, Amazon Prime, 8 p.m., where this feels like the NFL saying, hey, Amazon, you get the short end of the stick every year with Thursday night games. We're going to give you the Packers and the Bears. Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit on the call for Green Bay at Chicago as a rivalry is renewed. Back in the playoffs together for the first time since the 2010 NFC Championship game where the Packers were on the road. 3.5-point favorite. I bet them. They won 21-14 as Jay Cutler got hurt. Caleb Haney came in and BJ Raji did a dance in the end zone for the Green Bay Packers. Sorry to all the Bears fans for that bad memory. Green Bay right now at our show sponsor, BetMGM. A 1-point road favorite, total in the game, 45.5. There is a chance, and we talked about this with Danny Parkins on the show yesterday, of snow in the forecast and maybe some wind. Now, the wind right now, and look, media, like weather is fickle, right? Like, who the hell knows what's going to happen? Right now, it doesn't look like the wind is going to be bad enough that it's going to mess up passing games. Because if it does, we get like 30-mile-per-hour winds. I think it helps Chicago, who's much more of a grinded-out team, I think, than the Green Bay Packers are, even with Josh Jacobs now healthy following the week off. But if this is not going to be a wind-impacted game, I think it absolutely favors the Green Bay Packers. And I do think it matters. And I think we might, after this game, we might say that Matt LaFleur outfoxed Ben Johnson. Now, I don't blame Ben Johnson and the Bears for trying to win last Sunday. And the Eagles lost anyway, so it didn't matter, and Chicago got the 2 seed. I don't necessarily blame the Bears for trying to win that game. But they lost. DJ Moore's banged up. Like, the injury report's a little lengthy for Chicago. Rome Odunze may not play in the game, not because of Sunday, but just saying. Matt LaFleur said, you know what? We're the 7 seed. We're resting everybody. This is a glorified bye week for the starters for the Green Bay Packers. They lost in Minnesota. Who cares? Doesn't matter at all. They're the 7 seed, no matter what. So now, you get rested Josh Jacobs. And now, you get rested Jordan Love. And you get a rested Green Bay Packers team. And if the wind is not significant in this game, dun, dun, da, 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 dun, go, Pack, go. Yeah, I like Green Bay. Do you like the Packers or the Bears? The Rams or the Panthers, from a betting perspective? 310-840-4910. 310-840-4910, youtube.com/@thecostos to chime in. I won money on the Chicago Bears this season. I don't win all my bets, but I do want to say, like, I liked the Bears coming into the year, bet them to make the playoffs, bet them to win the NFC North. I also bet the Vikings to win the NFC North. That was a loser. But I loved the Bears all season. And if you've been listening to the show or watching the show for any amount of time, you know that I'm in on the Bears. And I think they're going to be a problem for years to come. But this version of the Bears is not ready for primetime. Not ready for their close-up, Mr. DeVille. No way. And I think you're going to get a really good Jordan Love game, provided the weather holds up on Saturday night in Chicago. So give me on Saturday night, and we'll have to wait. I want to make sure the weather is going to be okay. Because if the wind is bad, it favors Chicago. But if it's not, and it's not at this moment, I like the Packers to go into Chicago and beat the Bears and potentially save the job of Matt LaFleur. Oh, baby. We are just scratching the surface here on this Thursday. Great guests to come. We're going to play you a ton of sound from the world of sports and otherwise later in the show. We will break down Ole Miss and Miami. We'll talk the Trae Young trade to the Washington Wizards. But on the other side, my thoughts and bets for the three Sunday games on wildcard weekend in the NFL, and we will start it off with the Bills and the Jaguars in Jacksonville, and I'm going to lay a take on you that is so hot, so smoldering, it might just melt your ass, and you're going to agree with it. You better, you bet. Nick Costos and you, Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Allen looking to throw, pressure throw, incomplete, don't see a flag, Eagles gonna hold on.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Oh, the Buffalo Bills losing that game a couple weeks ago to the Eagles on the failed two-point try on the final play. Well, not the final play of the game, but basically the final play of the game. Kevin Burkhardt, Tom Brady on the call on Fox. The Patriots won the AFC East as a result of that finish. And now, if the Bills are going to make the Super Bowl, likely going to have to win three road games to get it done, starting this weekend in Jacksonville. We'll begin the preview of all three games in the NFL coming up on Sunday on Wildcard Weekend. The phone number, 310-840-4910. Let's squeeze one in here because it's about the Monday night game. Tom in New York. Tom, what's going on? Welcome to You Better You Bet. Do we have Tom? Tom is going once. Tom is going Steelers. Twice. Oh, Tom, go ahead, buddy. We got you. Hello. Now. Hey.
Hello. Oh, sorry.
I think Tom's cell service is not great, but I can see on the screen here that Tom wants to talk about the Steelers having a chance to score on the Texans offense. I absolutely, or the Steelers, can they score on the Texans defense? And I absolutely think they can score enough to win the game. Do I think they're going to score 30 points? No. No way. But DK Metcalf's going to be back. And do I think Metcalf will be good for one big play down the field on Derek Stingley or Kamari Lassiter? I do for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I think Pittsburgh is not just going to cover on Monday night against Houston. I think the Steelers are going to win the game on Monday night against the Houston Texans. 310-840-4910. And keep the comments coming on YouTube. YouTube chats have been on fire the first couple days here. We've been reading the comments here on the show. Want to get to a couple that were typed in during the break on Wildcard Weekend in the NFL. At Void Null 9222. He thinks the Patriots will cream the Chargers. Interesting verb choice there. Patriots' new dynasty is here. Can't say I agree, but we'll find out on Sunday night. Mark Summers. A lot of people leaning on the Packers. I do like the Green Bay Packers to beat the Chicago Bears. And our resident Bears fan, Kevin Hilmers, says he likes the Bears on the money line. I don't blame any Bears fan for liking their team. I do like the Green Bay Packers, though, coming up on Saturday night. Go Birds 1211 says a Packers win means no Eagles-Rams NFC Championship game. That is true, but maybe we get that in the divisional round next weekend instead. We shall see. And even if the Eagles and Rams don't end up playing each other, go Birds, and to everyone watching and listening to the show, I do think that one of those two teams will win the NFC, and whichever one wins the NFC will win Super Bowl 60. All right, Sunday in the NFL playoffs. Bills in Duval against the Jaguars on CBS. Jim Nance, Tony Romo on the call. The Bills, a one-point road favorite, total of the game is 52. And I'm going to come out of the chute, and I'm going to say this. And before you think I'm crazy, and before you say that take is way too hot, before you say that, remember what I said last week on Friday when talking about the Ravens-Steelers game on Sunday night. If the Ravens lose, they must fire John Harbaugh. They lost. They fired him. Now hear me say this. If the Buffalo Bills lose on Sunday in Jacksonville, Sean McDermott needs to be fired before the Bills leave Duval County. And John Harbaugh should be the next head coach of the Buffalo Bills before the plane lands in Western New York. This needs to be like job on the line for Sean McDermott. And I don't care that this is a one-point spread. Like Bills, it's a basically flip the coin game. I don't care about any of it. The Buffalo Bills cannot lose this game. I don't want to hear any excuses, none, about the pass defense or the lack of weapons. I don't want to hear about any of it. None of it. No excuses here. No Mahomes. No Lamar. No Burrow. No excuse for Josh Allen. If the Bills lose this game, and I understand they're not a massive favorite in the game. I get it. But if the Bills lose in this watered-down AFC playoff field in the first round, this would be like watching John Wick and Keanu Reeves dies in the first 30 minutes and the movie ends. Or like you're watching the first Rocky movie and Sylvester Stallone 20 minutes in goes, "Yo, Adrian, I'm retiring." Movie ends. Like, you can't have this. Josh Allen's the star of this movie. He's the star, should be at least, the star of the AFC playoffs. And if Josh Allen is Josh Allen, and Josh Allen plays his best, the Bills are going to win the game. They will win. And I don't mean that as an insult to Trevor Lawrence. I'm a huge Trevor Lawrence fan. I bet the Jaguars to win the division. I can't believe that bet cashed. I've been in on Jacksonville this season. And Trevor Lawrence is awesome. I wanted him after like his first start at Clemson to start for the Giants. I've loved Trevor Lawrence since his freshman, since the first year he started in college. He's not as good as Josh Allen. He's not as good as Josh Allen when they both play at their best. He's not. So if Josh Allen plays at his best, the Bills should win. And I don't care about the Bills' pass defense. I don't care about anything. Buffalo absolutely needs to win this game. And I think they will. I don't know if I'm going to bet it. It feels like a toss-up to me. I haven't bet it yet. And again, at MGM, Bills a one-point road favorite. I will probably end up with a wager on the Buffalo Bills. I do think you'll get a great Josh Allen performance. And if you made me bet right now, and I do have them in some exactas, which we've talked about throughout the NFL season, I do think the Bills will win the AFC. It's a watered-down conference. And the Bills have the best player. And he plays the most important position. He's the star of this movie. And if the movie ends 20 minutes in, like James Bond dies in the next Bond movie in the first 30 minutes, that's what this would be. Sean McDermott's got to be fired. Like, you'd fire the director of that movie, right? You'd fire that director. If James Bond's dead 30 minutes in, why would you go see that movie? Sean McDermott's got to go. If the Bills don't win this game, I do think the Bills will win the game. Do you agree with me on the Bills firing Sean McDermott if they lose? And do you think the Bills are going to win the AFC? 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910, youtube.com/@TheCostos. We move on to Sunday, 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady will have the call of the Eagles and the 49ers from Philadelphia. The Eagles, 4.5-point favorites in the game, and the total in the game, 44.5. And to help us preview the game, let's take a listen to legendary play-by-play man and friend of our show and friend of this show as well. And he will join us here on You Better You Bet in the weeks to come. The great Ian Eagle joined Pat Boyle and Brad Evans last night on BetMGM Tonight and had this to say about the reigning defending Super Bowl champions.
The biggest question for me is the fact that Philadelphia this season did not feel like the defending Super Bowl champs is going about their business. It was a pretty vanilla year by comparison to what we saw take place a year ago.
Ian Eagle's 100% right about that. And great job by Brad Evans and Pat Boyle last night. BetMGM Tonight here on Westwood One Sports, 6 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Awesome interview with Ian Eagle. And if you missed it, you can check it out in podcast form. Search BetMGM Tonight wherever you find your podcasts. There's no disagreeing with Ian. The Eagles have been pretty vanilla this year compared to what they were last year when they were way more dynamic offensively, of course, with a different play caller in Kellen Moore. The Eagles' offense at points this season has been offensive. The Eagles' offense for much of this season has been impotent. And they've had a failure to perform in the big moments. It's a good thing, then, that I refer to the San Francisco 49ers defense as Viagra. Because they're going to fix the Eagles' performance issues in a hurry. Whoop! Oh, yeah. This Niners defense is dreadful. And if the Eagles can't score on San Francisco on Sunday afternoon, Kevin Petullo should have to stand trial before Nicolas Maduro. Like, put Kevin Petullo on trial. Send him to Guantanamo Bay if the Eagles can't score in this game against this version of the San Francisco 49ers defense, this bastardized version of the San Francisco 49ers defense that doesn't have Nick Bosa, doesn't have Fred Warner, and every single linebacker on the roster is hurt, and that is not figurative, that is literal. They're all hurt. This team's the walking wounded. Trent Williams isn't practicing. You know, the future first ballot Hall of Fame left tackle for San Francisco, not practicing. Ricky Pearsall didn't practice yesterday for San Francisco. It feels like a lot of the really good players are not 100%. And the last we saw of Brock Purdy, he was like lying in a crumpled heap on the grass last weekend against the Seattle Seahawks after suffering a stinger. And now, you know, here's just Jalen Carter and the Philadelphia Eagles defensive front. Jalen Carter's back at practice, and Lane Johnson's back at practice, and Nick Sirianni gave his team the week off last week, basically, and played backups against Washington and said, you know what? We want to get our guys healthy and get them right. We care about that more than we care about seeding. And at this moment in time right now, it feels like that was a good decision. We'll find out on Sunday. You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Westwood One Sports, on this Thursday. Now, this line has gotten slammed over the course of the week. We're now Eagles minus 4.5. Do I want to lay 4.5 with the Eagles? I'll tell you what I don't want to do. I don't want to bet San Francisco at any of these. I would need 6 to consider betting the 49ers. I like the Eagles as a money line parlay piece. Now, the obvious connector here is, what about Eagles-Rams? Okay, like, you're not going to get, like, it's still a minus price, like minus 145, minus 150 for an Eagles-Rams two-team money line parlay. Maybe you put the Bills in there if you like Buffalo. You like an NBA game tonight, a college basketball game tonight. I would be pretty surprised if the Rams lost or the Eagles lost this weekend. Yeah, Kenny Henderson in our chat, our engineer. Kenny will join us later in the show. Kenny says to put Indiana in there tomorrow against Oregon. That's not a bad one. Indiana, Rams, Eagles. Man, that's chalky. And sometimes, chalk wins. I think the Eagles win on Sunday against San Francisco. Last game to hit for Sunday. We have a lot of comments in the YouTube chat about this game. How about our friend Rudy, 95? He likes Stephon Diggs over receiving yards. Drake May's number one guy that always performs in the spotlight. There's jokes to be made. I won't make them. Patriots number one in EPA with passing the season with what should be the MVP, Drake May. And there's a really fun conversation to be had about this, right? Because like Drake May's had this legendary season for a second-year quarterback and could very well win MVP. Detractors of Drake May will point to the strength of schedule and the past defenses that the Patriots have played. And I'd like to split the difference here, because this is like kind of that the debate that kind of forces people to go nuts on either side. I think both things can be true. Drake May's awesome, and he faced a very soft schedule of opposing pass defenses. They both can be true. And I think that's a really fair way to put it. Sunday Night Football, NBC, Tirico and Collinsworth, two of the all-time greats. New England, a 3.5-point home favorite against Justin Herbert and the Bolts. Total is 46. The big injury thing in this game, Chargers rookie running back Omarion Hampton didn't practice on Wednesday. Feels like he's probably on the wrong side of it right now after what Jim Harbaugh said about Omarion Hampton yesterday. But we'll see what happens today and tomorrow, and we get a full practice report for this game. Now, at this moment right now, Justin Herbert, this is a dated reference, is like the knight from Monty Python. It's like missing limbs. He has been battered and bruised to such an unbelievable degree behind a Swiss cheese Los Angeles Chargers offensive line. Good thing for the Chargers, though, that the Patriots can't really rush the passer. And I don't like this Patriots defense. And I've said that all season long, and I've said it at points this week. Now, I love the Drake. I loved Drake May last year. If you missed it, you can go back and check it out. Find my social media. I've said Drake May is a star since his rookie season. I love Drake. Justin Herbert on Sunday night has a chance to be Kendrick Lamar. And beat Drake. Jesse Minter, Chargers defensive coordinator, could very well be a head coach in the next month. We'll see how far the Chargers make. Like, this is a step up in class from the vast majority of what the Patriots have faced this season. Do I think the Chargers will pull the outright upset? Maybe. I think it's definitely possible. Will I have a Chargers money line bet? I will. But the bet that I really love, you're going to give me 3.5 with the Chargers, with Jim Harbaugh, with Justin Herbert, with the better defense, and Herbert might have time to throw? Yeah. Los Angeles, Superchargers. Give me the Chargers plus the points. We'll back it up with a bet on the money line. Do you think the Chargers can upset the New England Patriots? YouTube.com/@TheCostos, 310-840-4910. We'll take a quick break. And coming up next, we'll wrap up our number one with one of the funniest trades in the history of sports and the two teams in the NBA that demand your attention and potentially your money here on Westwood One Sports.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
4.2, down by 2. Jalen to get it in. They look, and here's Trey. He goes to the top. He drives. He puts it up. It's no good.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
That is a great job by Kenny with that sound. FanDuel Sports Network, courtesy of the call. Trey Young, miss. What can you do? Trae Young, you are a Washington Wizard. We'll talk about the Trae Young trade in just a moment. 310-840-4910 is the phone number. Let's sneak a phone call in first. Matt in New York. Matt, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, Nick?
Matt, what's going on? What do we got, buddy?
Hey, so you think Justin Herbert has any chance against his Patriots defense? And if the Patriots advance, do you think that solidifies Drake May for MVP?
All right, so good stuff from Matt there. To be fair, like, I was told that there was a delay with the phone calls, and then I jumped Matt there. That's my bad. I'll get that right moving forward. I actually think Justin Herbert might rip up the Patriots defense. Like, the Patriots can't really rush the passer. And I'm not trying to hate on New England. Again, like, I think Drake May is an absolute star. But if they can't get pressure on Herbert with those receivers that Justin Herbert has, I think Herbert's going to have a big game on Sunday night. I don't know if it's going to get the Chargers over the finish line to win the game, but I definitely think they'll cover that number, 3.5, and I will have a bet on the Chargers on the money line. As far as the second part of Matt's question, which is, does it solidify Drake May as MVP? That's done already. Nothing that happens in the postseason will impact that at all. My guess is, after talking to a lot of people, and we did get someone chime in the YouTube chat, and forgive me, just because it's a little far up on our show chat, asking if we'll be doing awards on this show. The answer to that question is yes, we definitely will be. This is now the sixth show on this new network, as in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're going to figure it out. Joey Kanish is on the show today. We'll have some of your old favorites on the show tomorrow. And it was Mr. Alamo 2004. Thank you for that question. And we got something else really special planned, and I teased this on the old edition of You Better, You Bet. So just if you want the awards conversation and like some of like the real in-the-weeds betting stuff, you're going to get it here on You Better, You Bet. Thank you to Matt for the phone call, 310-840-4910. Close the hour here with some NBA. So last night, I actually snorted when I saw this. Not in the way like Tony Montana snorts. Trae Young traded to the Washington Wizards for CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert. Trae Young traded for CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert. If you're asking yourself right now, what else? Nothing. That's it. Now consider this, because I've said this is a funny trade. Consider this. In 2018, and if you're a big sports fan, you already know this. And if maybe you're not a huge NBA fan, I'm going to enlighten you right now. On draft night in 2018, the Atlanta Hawks traded Luka Doncic to the Dallas Mavericks for Trae Young and Dallas's first-round pick in 2019. Atlanta used that pick to select Cam Reddish. I'd rather have a radish than Cam Reddish. I don't even like radishes. Luka Doncic for Trae Young and Cam Reddish. And what's funny about that, that's not even the worst trade involving Luka Doncic in Luka's career. Shout out to Nico Harrison. Maybe we'll see today the Lakers will trade Luka to the Celtics for like Hugo Gonzalez, Sam Hauser, and a bowl of New England clam chowder. Who the hell knows with these Luka Doncic trades over the past 10 years in the NBA. Trae Young to the Wizards for McCollum and Kispert. Just from Luka to CJ McCollum. How the mighty have fallen for Trae Young. Now, with that being said, and we can get our jokes off, and it is ridiculous that Trae Young's value, he's Enron. Like, he's Bernie Madoff. You want to talk about stocks that crashed? Like, that's what this is. It's crazy with Trae Young. No one would have ever believed this. Remember when, like, the Hawks beat the Sixers in the Eastern Conference semifinals a couple of years ago? The year the Bucks beat the Suns in the title. They went to the Eastern Conference final. He got traded for, like, CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert. We can get our jokes off. But from an actual basketball perspective, I love this trade for both teams. Trae Young is not the player that we thought he would be coming out of Oklahoma, right? He's not. Doesn't play a lick of defense. Clearly, like, his teammates didn't like him anymore in Atlanta. It's pretty obvious that. And Trae didn't want to play there anymore either. He just got traded. It's pretty obvious, right? But let's be clear. Trae Young is not a bad player. Trae Young is still a good basketball player. And on a team with a couple ascending young stars, whether it's George, whether it's Alex Sarr, whether it's Trey Johnson out of Texas, 6th overall pick in last year's NBA draft, Trae Young can absolutely elevate some of this young talent. The question for Washington is going to be, how many games is he going to play in this year for the Wizards? Because the Wizards, to quote Willa Ford from back in the day, they want to be bad. If the season ended today, and it doesn't, and there's like the lottery, whatever, the Wizards would have the 4th pick in the draft, in a loaded NBA draft, and the Wizards cannot screw this up. They have to try and get a top pick this year, and then next year, they can figure it out with Trae Young, where they can absorb his high salary, and they can make a decision on him at the trade deadline, what they want to do with him. But this is a low-risk trade for the Wizards. I love it for the Wizards. And for the Hawks, it's addition by subtraction. Jalen Johnson is the star of this team and the future of the team, and they've gotten off to a rough start this year, but they have designs on competing in a wide-open Eastern Conference. I like it for Atlanta. Kispert can come in and shoot threes. McCollum is obviously a veteran that can get buckets when needed. We don't often get win-win trades in sports. I absolutely think we got one here with Trae Young to the Wizards. And I was going to say McCollum and Kispert to the Hawks. But really what it is, Trae Young no longer an Atlanta Hawk. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. We will start hour number two, previewing the college football playoff with Danny Cannell from CBS Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.